Blog Talk Radio.
To the light on a Wednesday afternoon, Wednesday evening, depending where you're at in this beautiful world. Welcome to Journey in the Light. I'm your host, Michael Long, and we got a great show lined up for you right now. It's Paul Quinton, who is joining us live from London. Paul is a mentor, a coach, a healer, also does readings, and we'll be taking a couple of calls here towards the end of the show here with Paul for if you have questions on the topic or if you have a question you would like a reading, we will do that as well. The number to call in then is 347-884-8245. That's the number to call here at the radio show. And to contact Paul, all of Paul's contact information is listed right here on the show page, folks. So all the links are there, everything you need, all right there for you to contact Paul. Okay, so let's go ahead and go live to London, and let's bring in Paul to the show. Welcome back, Paul.
Hello, Michael. Hello, everyone.
Great to have you back, Paul.
Yes, that's good. Yeah, sorry I missed last week. Couldn't make it, but it's nice to be back this week.
Yeah, so Mm-hmm.
Yeah. God, I was just going to be talking about sort of challenges this week, and the just the sort of energy that's affecting us, especially moving into the new portal of energy, which is sort of coming through in the next month or so. And this is to do with the whole 2012 window, which was about 8 years. So it started around 2008, and it's finishing currently now around March. Of course, many other things going on. But as a healer and through my business and work and through how I connect with people and through the meditations, you know, you come to understand and feel that this is such a colossal thing for humanity. And it needs to be brought into awareness for everyone, because it doesn't matter who we are, what we believe in, race, color, it doesn't matter. We are all the same inside, and we're all here for the same mission. And that is to remember who we are and to allow all of our past and emotional stuff to transmute. And it is very, very hard with everything going on in the world at the moment to actually give attention to the inside. Well, especially for in America, for example, with the presidency, you've got obviously the Middle East, you know, everywhere is occupied on some level with so much outside attention. And it really pulls us off center. And it's very important now that we embrace these energies in the next month, because it's going to give you such a healthier perspective on life within your own being. It's going to give you that clarity. It's going to bring you out the fog, the fear, the loneliness, and the dependency. And these are the colossal inner workings that are holding humanity back at the moment. So we need to put our attention, because that's the reality. That's what's really going on. And everything outside of that is a distraction, because you have to look within. You have to look within. And the more you ride the wave of this wave of energy now, you know, the better year you're going to have. And this is a business year as well, if you want to look at it from a numerology point of view. And it's also a connection of intimacy in your personal relationships. That connection to your soul, to your inner self, to that intuition. And like I said in previous weeks, you know, that the biggest thing is the surrender. So once we surrender to this this flow of energy, we allow ourselves to step forward out of the shadows. And until we do that on a personal level, we're really not going to find our true purpose, our true connection, and what really can make us happy. Because there's so much energy around the planet at the moment wanting to connect in. I don't know if any of you are on my whole awareness group just then when we did the live channel, and the angelic energy that's coming through at the moment is colossal, and it's bringing through the feminine energy that is the doorway into balancing the male and female energies. And this is the challenge. I won't say just with men, it's more with men, because it really is not, because we're challenged on both sides. But the dominant male energy it's reigned supreme, really, for thousands of years. So it's only until we accept this feminine energy, and this is what this portal is helping us do as well now, and it's softening the heart. And the problem for most people is the fear it brings up. And when we bring up too much fear or too much trauma, we hollow back into our holes. We retract. And this is very, very common on many levels. So it's very, very important that this energy is embraced. So it keeps that flow of opening your own heart to soften, so that you may move through courageously, but with support. And the thing is that underneath everyone, it doesn't matter how positive they look on the surface and what they project out to you, everyone needs that feeling of support underneath, because we're all masking our true feelings with so much of the ego consciousness. It's almost impossible sometimes for us to even work out how we even got to that point. So if you allow the softening of this energy to really embrace you in your meditations, and it's going to just allow you to float through And as I said on my group, it's all about fluidity at the moment. And spirit are really bringing back connecting in nature and remembering that water is a great healer of the emotional body. And it's also allowing us to remember that we are fluid and we're not solid. And that you put all of your challenges, belief systems, and all the other stuff that holds you back into that water. And it makes it malleable. It moves it out of the rigidity and structure that the mind and the physical world creates. And when you remember that you're fluid and you start to raise your vibration, you naturally let go of all of these anyway, because a lot of people go, oh, I don't really want to go and heal myself, this is going to be far too hard, I'm going to have to do too much work. And that is not the case. The case has always been about surrendering. But if you just employ these simple techniques that are being given to us at the moment, and you're current with the times and what's moving, then you ride the wave and everything gets sort of taken care for you. Because at the end of the day, you're not aware of what's really, really going on, because the veil is so thick. There's only a few people that have the ability to see, and then they can only see so far. So it makes sense that if all this is going on, all this information that's not in our mainstream consciousness, then it makes sense that really we're not going to be doing the work, are we? So it's about remembering just to surrender to the flow, the wave, and ride it. And to remember you are fluid. And water was the beginning of this planet. It was the first element that was sort of created. And our memories, our ancestral memories, our galactic ancestral memories, our starseed memories, are all in that water. And it's the DNA that is starting now to join again. That third strand is starting to connect, and it's bringing back that holy trinity of self. And that is your spirit, which is your monad, your soul, your higher self, and your physical being. And when these three are in connection with one another, they create a sort of pyramid energy. And that sort of is a way to see into the multidimensionality of self, to see the spirit world, but also to allow all the energies that are flowing onto the planet to move through you effortlessly, without rigidity. So you must soften your stance and your mind and your projection of what you believe is reality. Because for many, many people, what reality is, what they believe, is not reality in the sense of the universal consciousness. And as I said before, we are physical beings having a physical experience. Now, to break up and move through these different energies coming now, and as I said before, the atoms are spinning, moving faster, everything's happening on all levels, so even on the science level, you can understand it, that until that connection is made within your own self, you're always going to be struggling. And you're going to feel like the world's collapsing on you, because there is no way to go but up, in the sense. It is the only way to do this is to surrender. And like I said, if all these amazing things are going on such a universal level, we're not aware of them, it makes sense to surrender, doesn't it? Because we cannot control it. You're never meant to control it. And that goes the same in your personal practice. Just surrender, just breathe, always witness feelings, allow them just to be in your body, follow them into your body and just breathe through them. Just witness and allow the energy. Because as soon as you put your mind to that and start going down that memory pathway of that belief or that feeling, where it came from, it's going to bring up old memories of people, etc., etc., the more you focus on that, you actually pull back into it. All right, you've got to surrender, and it's so important. So what you want to do with your challenges now is just to bring them up. And when we have challenges, we think about them through our fear, we worry, we create stress, anxiety. So what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to sit with those, and you need to put them into water. So have a big bowl of water, and you can imagine just meditating with that water and putting those challenges into that water. And what it will do on an unconscious level, it will make them malleable. It will break them up so you can see through them, and it becomes effortless. You know, the energy breaks up so much that you actually embrace the soul energy behind it, and it just starts to dissolve itself. This is a hard concept, Because even when we go onto the spiritual path, our mind is still very much in control. So, and it gets missed sometimes that you really have to deconstruct that part of yourself before you can really feel the challenges and moving forward for the truth of what they are, and to understand that there's a positive in every negative, and you see the positive when it becomes fluid. And then all that emotion you held to it, fear, anger, resentment, you go, well, actually, if that's the truth, that doesn't even make sense to hold on to that, does it? So it naturally just falls away anyway. And this is the brilliance of the energies that are on the planet now, and they are giving us accelerated healing. Everything is happening so much faster. So it's so important now just to tune into that vibration and allow. And it doesn't have to be hard. You know, life is meant to be simple, and it's bringing us back to simplicity. And until that flow within you is felt, you're never really going to feel your true self. Your true self. And if you search deep within your heart, you'll always see something that's in the way. Until you've fully immersed yourself into the process of letting go, healing, and just releasing. And it will be hard for some. The fear, the trauma, the pain, it's going to come up, but it has to. It has to be heard. It has to be recognized for it to be transmuted. So I urge everyone that I work with to really tune into this. Again, why I set up my Facebook group, and I say every week, come and join my Facebook group, the Soul Awareness Group. We do something every week. The healings are very, very powerful. There's a lot of information. And it really helps you just to connect. And the group soul healing is always fantastic, because the more souls that come together, it really magnifies it. And you also share this experience on the other realities of being. And once that alignment comes into it, causes a huge, huge healing. And it just takes it deeper. So you're not alone. You don't need to open yourself up to people. You can sit on the group. No one knows that you're doing what you're doing. You're only seeing me, because there is a lot of fear coming up, and it's that's why I've set that up, really, to sort of help people just do it in their own homes. We're having to expose the inner true feelings and thoughts. We're not all ready to do that. So know that there are things you can do at home all the time with yourself to really transform yourself. And I don't want anyone to ever feel that they have to have some sort of exterior help. But we all have guidance, definitely. But we're all responsible for ourselves. But know that you have the power within you always to transmute anything. And it's all about vibrating now, and it's all about just raising it. Once this is understood and felt in the heart, it becomes effortless. And it's easy, and it's freedom. And it takes the rigidity and all the stress and worry away. And even when you do start to get fear or negative thoughts come up, you're actually at a distance from them, even though they're there, but you're also observing them. When you get to that observational stage, then you know that you are at a detachment period. And that is when things really get exciting. And you really take back all the powers and energy and everything, your awareness that you were born with, and you've just remembered it again, and it is a beautiful thing. So I'll leave you there for now. So I'm going to go back over to Michael to see if there's any questions, and we'll go from there.
Okay, thank you for that. That was really great. Really hit the spot there very much for a lot of people. And I want to take the time here, Paul, and let's take a couple of calls here while we have time. And let's go first to Nebraska. Welcome. Can we get your first name, please?
Hi, this is Leilani. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Leilani. How are you? It's no problem. Nice to hear from
you.
I'm
okay. I enjoyed listening to you. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, no problem. My pleasure. My pleasure. So how can I help you today?
My question is, I'm going through a lot of changes, and there's a lot of old coming, dying away, and a lot of new coming in. And I just wanted you to tell me what you saw for me as far as these changes go. Like, what maybe can I learn to make it easier? Like, what can you tell me on my path to make it just a little bit easier to change?
Okay, so what is it you're trying to change in yourself? Just to get rid of old belief systems, patterns?
Yeah, and old habits and things that no longer serve me.
Okay, good. Well, then it means, firstly, you're in alignment with the soul, because this is exactly what you're meant to be going through now. And the first thing is you're going to get fear, stress, worried, and you're going to feel a little bit alone. And when consciousness, which has created all these belief systems, starts to power, it makes you feel sort of distant and lost. Now, when you're sitting in that feeling and emotion, and this is what I was saying before, you have to sit with a feeling and just observe it. So don't allow it to... I'm going to give you some answers here anyway, but the most important thing is that you learn these procedures, because that really empowers you, okay? And then you can move through your day much more enlightened and lighter. And then those blocks become very easy to break down. All right, so what's happened in the past here is you've come to a realization. Now, I've got to talk about this because it's come up twice now, so I need to go straight into that. Your digestive system and your sacral chakra, are you aware of the chakras?
Yeah, I'm aware, yes. And I know it's all messed up down there. I can feel it.
Yeah. And that's, so I'm just going to do a little bit of healing for you now here. Okay, I just want you to tune into this. I just want you to sit with your stomach there. Now, you've got some psychic daggers in here. Someone's really attacked you on an emotional level. I'm seeing a boy. Is an old boyfriend?
Yeah.
Well, he's very much here. He's got two sort of knives stuck into you. There's energy there. So we're just going to just remove those. I just want you to give the permission for that to let go.
I give permission to let go.
What's happened is your personal power has been taken away from you, okay? So I'm seeing a real depletion of that energy and life force there, okay? So you're going to have to do some meditation. You really should probably get some healing because you've absorbed a lot of, as we say, psychic attack, okay? So there's a lot of things going on in your energy field, and there's a lot of heaviness around the shoulders. There's something stuck in your right shoulder as well. I'm just going to get rid of that for you. Again, that's another dagger.
Wow.
Yeah, there's an old girlfriend or a girl here, some past friend. She's really stuck that in you. So let's just get that out. Let's have a look at this. Sorry, sometimes these readings will come into healings. It's what your soul is telling me to do, so I have to go with that.
No, you're amazing. You're right on point with me.
Yeah. You need to have a lot of green and nature around you. So you really need to go and immerse yourself in the green, grass, trees. And you just need to sit there and you need to allow your sadness to come up. And when that sadness comes up, it's really going to transform itself. It's really going to, the word transmuting is going to come for you. This is very important. And how are you financially? Are you struggling a bit financially at the moment?
Yes.
Yeah. It's all about budgeting is coming up. So you have to just be very aware where you put your money and spend it, because when you're going through these periods, your soul will just shut down the physical world as much as it can so you can process. Because if you're out doing 12-hour, 8-hour day, you're not listening to your inner self. You see what I mean? So there's so many distractions. So this is what's important here now, is that process is understood and allowed to be there and come forward for you. Okay, so just be aware of that. And know that very much that your personal power needs to be addressed. You can contact me. I can give you more information about that, even if it's just on email. And then just watch the budgeting. Okay?
Yes, thank you so much, and God bless you.
No worries. Love and light. Thank you.
Love and light.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Okay, well, thank you for your call here. We want to go to our last call here for Paul. Area code 832. Welcome. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Sure. My name is Melissa. I'm calling from Houston, Texas.
Hi, Melissa. Welcome, Houston. How are you?
Hi, doing great. Thanks. It's a beautiful day.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, I was calling just to get a reading. I am actually in the market for another job. I would kind of like to advance my career, and I'm just a little bit of unsure as to what direction to go in. It's like I'm being pulled in a lot of different ways, so I'm not really sure.
Okay. All right, let's just tune into this. So the first thing that comes up is fear, okay? There's a fear that's been here for a while. It's been probably showing itself, and maybe you've been suppressing it. And what it's doing, until this fear is dealt with and acknowledged, you can't see which way to go, because it's actually acting as a blockage, and it's saying that we're not going to allow you to move forward until you deal with this. Does this make sense to you
okay.
so far?
Yeah. It does, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. So, like any of my readings when I'm doing this type of work, it'll always come down to the soul. So the soul, I'm a soul worker, so this is what the soul is saying to me. So until, like I said, until this is addressed, you're not going to get your direction per se. Because it's, let me look beyond this once this is done, and let's move forward. Okay. So I'm seeing three potential paths, but the one to the left and the one to the right. So they're showing me the one to the left. Okay. So what's the job that you've just, that's just been shown to you in the last 7 days, or you've been thinking about more in the last 7 days?
I am a nurse, but I'm in a marketing position right now, and actually I'm looking to teach.
Okay.
Possibly, or go to work for another hospital as a hospitalist RN. So.
Okay.
What
do you want to teach?
I would love to teach young nursing students. I think that would be fantastic. Also, I've kind of looked into a school nurse position. So, see, it's kind of all over the map.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so look. Yeah. Look, I'm going to tune into you as a teacher now, and this is what they're showing me. They're saying that your knowledge and expression of your feelings, so you have an ability to allow other nurses to teach them to be more heart-centered. So this is a natural gift that you have, all right? There is excitement for you in teaching, yes. There is definitely, that is the path which you're showing me off to the left. It's lit up. And there's two others here where they're a little bit dimmer. Okay. So I think you teaching the nurses is, as I'm looking at it now in the future, it's very bright. It's very bright. Because what it's going to do is it's going to bring a part of you through that you haven't connected with yet. And it's going to make part of you more whole. It's almost like, and there's all this lovely green energy, which is the heart energy is filling up now into your soul. So even as I'm speaking about it, you're understanding this unconsciously. So that's something that's beautiful for you. Yeah. So definitely look for that. There is definitely a move here, and this is about your soul path. Are you been thinking about moving your house as well?
No, we just paid off our house. We are looking to purchase another property, like close to the beach or close to the lake.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. And you're being drawn to water. And I see a lot of tall trees. You know those big pines you have in America? I see them in like the mountains, whatever they are. So this is the sort of surrounding that you need. It's very, very strong trees and nature. So this is very much help you connect into this energy of the heart. Because that type of job is, you're a light worker of sorts. So, you know, there are gifts within you that you maybe not have tapped into yet, but... No, definitely. That's the way to go. You're going to get the enjoyment from that. It's going to give you fulfillment. So I hope that helps.
That is exactly what I'm looking for, fulfillment.
That's what I see at the
Thank
end of the
you.
Rainbow for you. No problem. My pleasure.
Thank you. Have a great
Thank
day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks for your call there. We appreciate it. And Paul, tell the folks how best people can get a hold of you.
Okay, yes. Just through my... email paul@universal-healing.com. www.lilyhoffman.co.uk. And just go onto my page here, and there's got my website. And if they want to work with me, they can give me a call anyway, or just email me. And we'll go from there. And please join my soul awareness group on Facebook.
Okay, very good. Really enjoyed it, Paul, each week. And you have a great week, and we'll see you back here next Wednesday.
See you then, Michael. All the best. Thanks very much,
you
guys.
You too. All the best. All right,
bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Always great to connect here with Paul. Always a really relaxing, beautiful time, and really centers us, I believe. And I know I feel it each week, and we all need that, definitely, without a doubt. So we are going to take a little break here on Journey in Light. We'll be back in 2.5 hours. Brand new guest will be joining us, in fact. Looking forward to that. And then we'll have a couple hours of evening shows as well, starting at 8. So we'll be back here at 7 Eastern Time. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great Wednesday afternoon.